Hello, Cleveland.
This is Alex Hoffman from the Too Much Effing Perspective podcast, and welcome to Quick Taps, short episodes with short stories for short attention spans. Our theme today, H2OMG, Spinal Tap moments when our guests thought they'd be drowned in applause, but nearly ended up just drowned, or at least in over their heads. Our first Spinal Tap moment comes from singer-songwriter Madison XOXO. On a photo shoot for her new EP called Mothership, Madison brought a whole new meaning to what the Traveling Wilburys meant about being overexposed and commercialized.
We were trying to get the album art for this EP, and we hired an artistic director to plan the shoot, wardrobe, all that. And she was super sweet. She would go back and forth from LA to Portland, and I don't know how familiar she was with Portland and like the weather that we get. And she had this really cool idea of doing something where it looks like I'm floating above the water. And she planned out the location, and she told me it was the Columbia Gorge, one of the most beautiful, but also kind of extreme places. It's this river that has extremely tall cliffs and waterfalls, but it's also known as one of the windiest places ever. And so this was in November, and it was freezing. So I was expecting her to like kind of have things for me to not make it too much of a miserable experience. That was not the case. My outfit was basically nothing. Like, I was wearing a bra and underwear with a tank top, like crochet mesh dress. It was completely see-through. The wind was just hitting me. It was so cold. And she was like, bring your guitar. And I only have one electric guitar I bought when I first put out my song and I got my first paycheck with my streaming money, and it was like the biggest purchase I'd ever made. So this guitar meant a lot to me. We get there, and like the spot where she wants to do the shoot, it's completely mud, a swamp basically. I was like, do you have a tarp? Like, I can set my stuff down, my guitar. And she's like, no. And of course her and her partner were like dressed all warm, and they had waterproof boots on, puffy coats, and I like didn't have anything. And she brought this concrete brick, one of those pallet bricks, and set it in the water a few feet out. And she's like, I'm going to carry you on my back to this brick, and you're going to stand on this brick so it looks like you're like floating in the water. Normally I could do this, but keep in mind it's like dark out. I can't see anything. They have headlamps, and I'm like blinded. It's also freezing, and the wind is like insane. And she's like carrying me out there and accidentally fall. So basically I'm like already wet. But I'm trying to pose, I'm trying to look ethereal and angelic, and they're like taking the pictures, and they're like, you look really tense, can you relax? And I was like, I don't do well in cold. And then they're like, okay, so now we want to do some shots holding your guitar. And I was like, are you kidding me? I'm so scared right now to hold my guitar. Like, what if the strap came off and I dropped it in the water and there's mud everywhere? And they're like, it's fine, like, it'll be fine. I'm paying so much money for this shoot, and so I feel like pressure to make it good. So I do it, and then we don't end up even using any of the shots because I look like I'm about to die.
The next Spinal Tap moment comes from Tom Haig, a former professional high diver and author of the book Global Nomad. Once, while performing in Dubai, Tom discovered there might be better places to dive than in a desert.
We had an enormous amount of gear, so we had to set up ladders, springboards, trampolines, and the ladders go up like 80, 90 feet. We had to put these up ourselves. We'll try to find like the side of a building or something that's super solid. And we're setting up in the desert. There was nothing solid there. Everything was sand. So we had to crank these wire sections down to palm trees, which are not very stable. So get to the top of this ladder. The ladder is swaying back and forth. And the pool we're diving in was a little kiddie pool, and it was only 8.5 feet deep. So we're doing a 70-foot dive into 8.5 feet of water. I mean, that's crazy shallow. my boss, he was like, no, it's safe. All you got to do is when you hit the water, you lift your legs up and you just scoop. So we had all these TV, radio, newspaper people in Dubai at this press show, and he's demonstrating how to do it. He jumps off, does a trick, and just smashes the bottom and rips his elbow open, gets 8 stitches, and comes out, and he's just bleeding. And he was like, yeah, I guess it is kind of dangerous. And then it sucked because we were there for a month and we had to do 5 shows a day. And he was going to be one of the high divers. There were only 3 of us in the whole trip. So it ended up 2 of us had to do these crazy high dives into shallow water with the tree moving back and forth. By the end of that tour, my butt was just so freaking sore because I just smashed the bottom.
And our last Spinal Tap moment comes from writer and actor David Lasher, who also hosts the iHeart podcast, Hey Dude, the 90s Called. When David acted in the Ridley Scott film White Squall about an ill-fated sailing voyage, he and his co-stars, Jeff Bridges, Ryan Philippe, Jeremy Sisto, Scott Wolfe, and Balthazar Getty submerged themselves in their parts. And I mean that literally.
We were guys in our early 20s, and we spent a lot of time in the Caribbean and a lot of time in Malta. They have these tanks in Malta where we shot the storm. So the Caribbean, there was a lot of weed. And Ryan, he remembers tripping on acid, hanging from the ledge of our hotel. It was like my college experience, really. But we showed up for work. Ridley and Jeff were there and showed us how to do it. Before every take, jet plane engines, wave machines, and water slides of water, and a scuba diver underneath each of the actors in case we couldn't get to the surface. And the take was just like, you guys swim to the boat, and you know, if anyone's in trouble, try and save them. And then there was some sort of like septic leak into the tank. We all got pink eye, and Ryan Philippe's character dies. He can't get out. I mean, Scott Wolf is trying to save him, and he backed up onto a light and it shocked him. And then Jeff said he went under, and thank God one of his feet caught a cable and he was able to come up out of the water and give the sign for help. You know, look, Ridley Scott was hanging off the side of the freaking boat, operating the camera. It was a lesson in how dedicated, and you take risk when you're trying to make great art. And it was fun. It was partying. It was risky, but it was as Spinal Tap as I could give you.
H2OMG, more like H2WTF. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald had nothing on being a movie star in a dunk tank in Malta. It's one more reason why I prefer tap beer to tap water. Thanks for joining me for today's Quick Tap. Follow Too Much Effing Perspective wherever you listen to podcasts and sign up for our mailing list on our website. That's tmepshow.com. Tune in next week when my co-host Alan Keller and I return for more Spinal Tap moments on Too Much Effing Perspective.
Although it would be as great as having armadillos in our trousers, this podcast is not affiliated with This Is Spinal Tap, and no person or entity connected with the film has sponsored or endorsed its content. This podcast is not affiliated, sponsored, or licensed by Authorized Spinal Tap LLC or Century of Progress Productions.
Too Much Effing Perspective is a Milwaukee Talkies original.
Hey, what's up? This is Blake Weiland. I'm the host of the Tone Mob Podcast. It's a show where I interview guitar people about guitar stuff. We talk about their pedals, their amps, their accessories, their preferences, all that stuff, as well as a healthy dose of whatever comes up. Topics have ranged from aliens to addiction and anywhere in between. Oh yeah, and pizza. We're definitely going to be talking about pizza. So get the show wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Just search The Tone Mob in your search bar and it will pop right up. Come join us. We're having a lot of fun. Thanks for checking it out.
Evergreen Podcast Network.